Danny indicated what we want to discuss today is what happened here and what can happen. And I'd like to introduce the panel. I have Mr. Norman Smith, who was born in Harrington in 1906. Both of his parents were born also in Harrington, his father in 1881 and his mother in 1883. Mr. Smith has three children. He's retired from his steel and welding business. He supplemented his income during the Depression by working for a candy-making firm. And this was the basis for his second career, which of course most of us know is candy-making. Most of us are familiar with the state fair, his business of selling candy. He made 1,000 pounds this year and sold 920 during the week. He's also taught sheet metal and welding at the prison farm from 1968 to 1973. And this, again, can be considered a second career. We next have Mrs. Irene Curtis Welch. Mrs. Welch was born in 1906 on a farm near town. Her father was also born on that farm. And Irene tells me that she's helped with the farming because the boys weren't old enough. She was married to the late Milton Welch, the mother of three children. She worked for Cupid Ice Cream Store, which I think most of us are very familiar with that, for 12 years, and 27 years she spent working in the local pharmacy. She is now retired. The next one that we have is Mr. Arthur K. Hall, better known to us as Buck. Buck spent most of his childhood summers with relatives on a farm near Harrington. And after college, he came to the area from Pittsburgh to teach. He is still in the area, still teaching. He has taken an active part in the community. He is now our honorable mayor for the second term. And our last panelist is William Leroy Parker, and we all call him Leroy. He was born in Harrington in 1943. His mother was Della Dorset Parker, was also born in Harrington. He attended P.S. DuPont Elementary School in Harrington, graduated from William Henry High and Delaware State College. He has six children and has been with International Playtex for 14 years. He also sings in a group which has its roots in the church choir. They have cut a record, they sold 500, and they normally sing at retirement homes and at the prisons. So if you've heard him, I know he's great. What we want to start our discussion with today, of course, is the early government. Just a little bit of background. We were incorporated March 23, 1863. We became a city in 1948. Our population is 2,400. So we would like to first begin by talking about our mayors. Some of the first ones that you remember, any particular thing that you'll find interesting to discuss. We'll start in any area you want to start as far as the mayor is concerned.
Well, I would start at Mr. Satterfield. This is John Satterfield's father. And then we went from there to Mr. Hurd. And said that was it.
Can you hear?
Just pull closer.
Mr. Hurd. And then Mr. Passmore. I believe Lee Margaret one time was the mayor here, and Mr. Cahill. That's about the only ones I remember.
Well, we had Mr. Charlie Peck.
Oh, yes.
And Mr. Rice, Man Adams, Ernest Killam, Bill Minner.
Can you move it closer to you?
Can you go
through? Can all of you hear what they're saying?
No.
Okay, we're going to have to move it closer to us.
Okay, that's
it. I think they've all been covered. I think everyone's been covered, so.
You said Buck K. Hall.
We're down to Buck K. Hall.
I don't know who's next. Maybe you caught it.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I was wondering if they could tell us how these individuals were appointed or how they come about the office as of being mayor.
Anybody want to enlarge on that?
It's since 1935 or 37 when our charter is dated, it's through election. I anticipate that it was through election, you know, the whole time. I don't have any documentation before that date, but that's, you know, as of that date, that's where it was.
Well, I kind of thought, that Mr. Smith would elaborate on it a little bit. I think he said something about the mayorship before, that it might not have been by election, not exactly.
I think some were appointed. I think some were appointed.
You think?
Yes, I'm not sure, but I think so, the early ones.
Do you know exactly when they started the elections?
I believe it was during Mr. Satterfield's time. He was elected mayor. That's John Satterfield's father.
Anything else that you want to discuss as far as the mayor's concerned? If not, we'll go on to the council members, the boards. Okay, do you want to enlarge upon when you remember council members being elected or were they appointed or this type of thing, and some of the elements that you remember?
Mr. Satterfield, I know, was in 1930, in the 30s.
He was born here in 1897, and the comments that he's had, we've talked about many times, is Saturday night in Harrington, and that was the night when everybody came to town, and everybody did their business, and you know, if they wanted to go dancing or something, and they wanted to, you know, see the ball game, evidently there were ball games, just something going on all the time on a Saturday evening. Another thing that wasn't in Harrington necessarily, but was in the area, Dallas Beach was Big Thursday.
That's right.
And there's a Big Thursday event springing from that now. I was going to say something else about that. So.
We certainly hope that this has given you pleasure today in sharing with us some of the thoughts of these people and things that we have gathered from other people is generally what we have talked about today. If you'd like to enlarge on any of the subjects, we are taking in the senior center just across the street. And we certainly thank you all for coming, and we hope that you will share with us some ideas for future historical meetings. I'm sorry, Buck has something to add to this.
Well, I remember what I was going to say. This today is a recreational event that may very possibly 50 years from now be, you know, talked about going back to 1979, and you know, hopefully this will be a, you know, continuing annual event. I hear thunder.
Yes,
it's going to rain today.
But thank you again for coming.
Connie, I want to thank you and your panel for
I think they've all been covered. I think everyone's been covered, so.
Okay. Except Buck K. Hall.
we're down to Buck K. Hall.
I don't know who's next. Maybe you caught it.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I was wondering if they could tell us how these individuals were appointed or how they come about the office as of being mayor.
Anybody want to enlarge on that?
It's since 1935 or 37 when our charter is dated, it's through election. I anticipate that it was through election, you know, the whole time. I don't have any documentation before that date, but that's, you know, as of that date, that's where it was. Mm-hmm.
Well, I kind of thought, that Mr. Smith would elaborate on it a little bit. I think he said something about the mayorship before. That it might not have been by election, not exactly.
I think some were appointed.
You think?
Yes, I'm not sure, but I think so, the early ones.
Do you know exactly when they started the elections?
I believe it was during Mr. Satterfield's time. He was elected mayor. That's John Satterfield's father.
Anything else that you want to discuss as far as the mayor's concerned? If not, we'll go on to the council members, the boards. Okay, do you want to enlarge upon when you remember council members being elected, or were they appointed, or this type of thing, and some of the elements that you remember?
Mr. Satterfield, I know, was in 1930, in the 30s.